Morning Edition continues on WKU Public Radio. I'm Kevin Willis. Most of us this time of year take for granted a warm home or hot meal, but sometimes the most basic necessities are out of reach for some. Winter can be a treacherous time for the homeless, when frostbite can take hold in minutes amid numbing wind chills. When cold temperatures become a matter of life and death, homeless shelters fill up quickly. Lisa Autry brings us the story of how some area churches are filling the gap.
Some 3,000 people living in Kentucky are uncertain where they will pillow their head at night. About 130 of them seeking refuge from the cold are in Warren County, including Adam Porsche, his fiancée, and their sons, ages 2 and 4. They became homeless in December and left the life they knew in California.
The area we were living in was very expensive, impossible to gain access to a new place to live. And at that time, I wasn't working due to medical reasons. Didn't have a place to go, didn't have the income to move to another place. So we fell in hard times.
Until recently, Adam Porsche had a full-time job in security. He plans to find similar work here and get his family off the streets for good. But for now, they'll wait out the winter conditions with the help of strangers. Porsche's family is at a warming shelter in downtown Bowling Green that's run by Room in the Inn. The nonprofit began as an alternative for the homeless who aren't able to get beds in more traditional shelters like the Salvation Army. Charlie Rogers is a volunteer for Room in the Inn.
The temperatures tonight are just, they could be deadly. You know, we've already lost one person in the region this year to hypothermia, and so we're really, really aware of that as a possibility for these folks.
He said that it's 16 can come.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's good.
He has an extra cot.
Yeah, so we've got beds for 15, but we can also put children together on the same cot.
From November through March, Room in the Inn partners with churches to open their doors to the homeless. After registering at the warming shelter, the homeless walk a block and a half to the Presbyterian Church, where they'll have dinner and spend the night. The guests are met by David Coverdale, a church elder and volunteer for Room in the Inn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Cots line the walls of the church's kitchen and recreation area. Coverdale is acting as an innkeeper and will spend the night with the homeless. His church opens its doors every Thursday night.
We get more. That's the real truth. And our congregation has taken to this like nothing we dreamed.
Some women in the church have prepared dinner. On the menu tonight, chicken casserole, green beans, salad, and bread. The Porsches top off dinner with chocolate cake and head over to a corner of the room that's been partitioned off for the family of four. While the family is spending their first night in the shelter, someone else is graduating of sorts. James Allen has spent the past 2 years in church shelters operated by Room in the Inn. But tonight he's only visiting. This will be his first night in his new home.
I feel good. I feel like I'm just a newborn person.
Allen retired 10 years ago as a deputy jailer in Warren County. Alcoholism led him to squander much of his retirement to support his addiction. While the 68-year-old Allen is back on his feet, he's not saying goodbye to the staff at Room in the Inn, who have become his family.
I'm going to miss them. I'll be here every day.
Allen plans to volunteer for Room in the Inn, a group that provided him warm comfort when he had no other place to turn. For volunteer Charlie Rogers, it's about compassion and second chances.
It's one of those things that I feel strongly about, that a bit of bad luck or maybe even some poor choices and things like that shouldn't be deadly. And when you're in a situation like this in the winter, it can be deadly.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.